Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. It's time once again for our weekly Sunday School preview, so thanks for joining me and welcome back. The spring quarter, entitled Acknowledging God, focuses on ways God's people have acknowledged His greatness. The April unit is entitled All Glory and Honor and has five sessions from the book of Luke and John, dealing with how Jesus' resurrection opened the way to honor God, and how visions and revelation praise God with majestic symbolism. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, The Lord God, the Almighty, or Together Forever. Some people are afraid of the book of Revelation. It is a mysterious book because of all the imagery that is in it. But it also has some harsh prophecies for those who don't believe. But on the other hand, it is an amazing revelation of what the end times and some of the wonderful things God has planned for His people. The only people who should be anxious about Revelation are those who are not looking for Christ's return and are not preparing themselves to meet the Lord. But for those whose hope is in Christ, Revelation is a blessing because it gives us hope and much to look forward to. In the lesson today, John, the apostle of Jesus, was exiled on the Isle of Patmos, and the Lord gave him a revelation of things to come. One of those things was a picture of the throne of God and some of the activities that were going on around the throne. He gave a partial description of the one who was sitting on the throne and described some of the living beings and what they were doing. It is clear from John's description that the Lord God is highly honored and praised. We can't appreciate God's majesty, power, and glory by what we are able to observe from the world we observe. John was able to take us to a new level by describing the best he could of some of the things he saw. Finally, the elders were heard making a profound statement concerning creation. They said that God had created all things, and the reason he created these things was for his own pleasure. For me, that means God created all things because he wanted to. It pleased him to do so, and the creation should please him for creating it. Revelation tells us about the glorious end of this stage of man's existence on earth. God knew we would need something to look forward to and to give us encouragement during our pilgrimage on earth. That's why we should be glad for the book of Revelation. Well, that's all for this week's preview. Be sure to join us in Sunday School this week for a fuller discussion of this lesson and the general topic of all glory and honor. So until then, grace and peace.